This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
We the people of the United States.
More perfect.
In order to form of our perfect union.
Heritage legal expert Hans von Spakovsky.
Well, we got Hans on here with us. And Hans, as you have been enduring election week here with us, and we finally find out last night that the Republicans officially have control of the House of Republicans in this next Congress, they have been very quick to bring up the investigations into Hunter Biden, but more specifically, the connection of Hunter Biden to President Joe Biden.
Yeah, they've issued quite a report, and it's an interim staff report is what they label it as, and it's called a President Compromise, the Biden Family Investigation. And let me tell you, it makes some pretty serious charges based not only on documents they've obtained, but according to them, also to whistleblowers who say that Joe Biden was directly involved in Hunter Biden's business deals. And they claim that they've uncovered evidence of everything from wire fraud to money laundering, tax evasion, and violation of the Foreign Agents Registration Act. You know, that's the federal law that says that if you are representing a foreign government, you've got to register. And it's a criminal violation of that law if you don't do it. So, look, these are really serious charges. This is not something I don't believe that Joe Biden's press spokesman can just dismiss out of hand. And with the Republicans now in control of the House, they're going to be able to engage in a very in-depth investigation, particularly because now they've got what they didn't have before, which is subpoena power.
I mean, the Republicans retaining or getting the majority is a huge deal when it comes right to these types of investigations. We're speaking with Hans von Spakovsky, the senior legal fellow at the Heritage Foundation, as well as a Department of Justice lawyer. Hans, it is going to be a tall order for the Republicans. And none of this really, let me set this up in a respectful way. The duty that these Republicans have to investigate Hunter Biden and the connections that the president has is there regardless of how it looks politically. However, these are very political things, and it's going to be very difficult for the Republicans to sell to the American people that the time that they're spending on taxpayer dollars to look into Hunter Biden and potentially the connection to Joe Biden with an incredibly unfavorable media, it's going to be very hard for them to sell this to the American people that this is in the best interest of the American people. Do you still think it's a worthy endeavor?
Oh, yes. And I think they should not allow that to keep them from going forward. Because, look, compare this to the huge amount of time and huge amount of money that was spent by both Congress and the Justice Department on the supposed Trump-Russia collusion hoax, in which they actually had no evidence whatsoever. All they had were a phony dossier to do that. Here, there's actually real evidence of wrongdoing. To not look into this, and in particular, to not look into it when here we may actually have a real case of corruption by a sitting president, I think would it be a dereliction of their duty.
I think that's a very interesting way to put it. Let me preface it even this way, because I think that it's important to understand the context before we would dive into the details of what Hunter did, what he didn't do, and what Joe Biden, who is accused of being the big guy here, what that involvement was, what his knowledge base was on what Hunter was doing. Let's say that impeachment number one, Russia collusion. Let's say that never happened. Let's say impeachment number two, the, quote, perfect phone call with Zelensky in Ukraine, of all people. Let's say that never happened. Let's say none of those impeachments happen and this doesn't look like a tit for tat for the Republicans to gain power and immediately go into investigating the president of the United States. Do you think that this story has more weight without those impeachments in the rearview mirror? Does it stand alone on itself as a worthy investigation for Republicans?
I actually think it stands on its own. And the biggest reason for that is the Hunter Biden laptop. Because the emails uncovered in that, the photographs uncovered in that are so frankly, shocking in many cases, and such blatant evidence of wrongdoing by Hunter Biden, in particular, which may also involve his family, that I just think it is very difficult, given that real evidence in this case, for anyone to believably criticize the Republicans for investigating this, particularly when, remember, Annie, as you well know, we've now had whistleblowers at the FBI itself come forward and say that politics was involved inside the FBI to prevent an investigation of Hunter Biden going forward.
Yeah, there is evidence that predicates this investigation, and the American people can choose to pay attention to it or not. I suppose the media can choose to pay attention to it or not. But what's there is there, and it seems to me like there is definite smoke to investigate where these questions surrounding the Biden family do exist. So tell us, Hans, the Republicans don't have the majority right now. They have to swear in the new Congress, and then they will take that majority and the subpoena powers and all of the investigatory power that they will inherit with that majority. What does this investigation look like? I'm thinking of the January 6th investigation. They hired television producers, and it was primetime. What does this investigation into the Hunter Biden, Joe Biden story look like?
I think they actually ought to, the committees, and this is both the House Oversight Committee and the House Judiciary Committee. I think they actually ought to hire professionals, you know, not having congressional staff do this, but hire professionals. And by that, I mean, frankly, ex-FBI agents and ex-prosecutors, perhaps people who have retired, who really know how to do this kind of potentially criminal investigation to uncover the facts. That's the kind of expertise that I think is needed. And frankly, you know, they may have a problem with a Biden Justice Department, for example, not being, for political reasons, willing to enforce subpoenas. And if that's the case, then the House needs to use its budget authority to target the political appointees within the Biden Justice Department that are the ones that stand in the way of, for example, enforcing subpoenas or not providing answers to the committee when it's seeking answers on various issues.
So we're speaking with Hans von Spakovsky right now. This is one of the key issues that the Republicans, they officially get the majority last night. They are talking about this within 24 hours of that official announcement. So you can tell, obviously, this is a priority for the Republican majority in the House of Representatives. We're losing a seat. The Republican Party is losing a seat in the Senate. That doesn't really shift the power too terribly much if it's 50-50 or if Herschel Walker loses in Georgia 51-49. Is there a huge difference between that 50-50 split and the 51-49 potential that the Democrats have in the Senate?
Well, it does make some difference. Things get a little more difficult if the Democrats have one more Senate seat to give them a slight slightly more, slightly greater advantage. The key thing here is really we've got the Republicans. They've got control of one chamber, and that is enough to hopefully prevent, first of all, really bad legislation being passed by Democrats, as we've seen over the past couple of years. And it gives them the power to do these kind of investigations, which Democrats have avoided doing and don't want to have done.
Hans, the last question I have for you, with Joe Biden in the White House still and the Senate being in Democrat control of some measure and the Republicans now having the House, kind of to what you were speaking about just now, what other area do you really hope to see them, the Republicans, with the corner of power that they have? Where do you hope that they start to flex those muscles?
Well, look, we've been talking about Hunter Biden, but there's all these other areas where the way the Biden administration has weaponized for political purposes the FBI and the Justice Department has been evident, and they need to investigate it. The best, I should say the worst example, is the way they have used what's called the FACE Act. You know, that's the federal law that protects abortion clinics from violence, but that law also protects churches, and it also protects pro-life pregnancy centers. There have been almost 200 attacks on churches and pro-life pregnancy centers since the Dobbs decision came out. And by attacks, I mean, in some cases, arson, physical damage. And yet, the Justice Department, while it has arrested about 24, I think two dozen, pro-life activists because of they were supposedly doing things like blocking abortion clinics, all of them very peaceful, no one engaging any violence. Neither the FBI nor the Justice Department have arrested or prosecuted a single individual in any of those 200 other attacks. Mm. That's got to be investigated by Congress.
Well, there is a lot of work to do, and we will see how well they can walk and chew gum at the same time, as they say. We appreciate you, Hans, as always, and there's going to be a lot of constitutional questions coming up in the next few years, and we know that you on our show here, it's the best place to get those expert answers. We're always grateful for your time.
Thanks.
Thank you.
See you next week.
That sounds great. Senior legal fellow at the Heritage Foundation, Hans von Spakovsky. He is a DOJ lawyer and a former FEC commissioner as well. You can check out his book. It's called Our Broken Election.
Get more at 971talk.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.